Good morning and Merry Christmas. Welcome to Broadway United Methodist Church. We are so excited that you have chosen to join us online this morning. Wherever you are, whether you are at home or driving somewhere in the car or sitting at an airport or at a friend or family member's house, we welcome you here with us this day. As we prepare for our worship this morning, I would invite you to take a moment, if you have a candle, to go ahead and just prepare your space to light that with us as we bring the light of Jesus into our sanctuary. Will you pray with me? The celebration of Christmas has begun. Even though many of us have gone through the gift giving and receiving, we have feasted with family and friends, there is yet another gift that has been given. You, O loving God, have wrapped the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, around our lives. The light of your love through him is shining brightly. It is not a harsh light, but a multitude of bright colors that remind us of the wondrous ways in which you love us. Oh God, open our hearts and our spirit as we hear your words of your holy scriptures and the beautiful music. Bring us to you with such joy that we might experience your glory. We pray all of this in your Son's name. Amen. Gather here on Christmas morning, we would love to know that you are worshiping with us today. So go ahead and fill out that Connect card that's in the description of the comments or comment below so that we know you're here. We would also love to be in prayer for you today. So please just let us know whatever's on your hearts. Whether you have a joy to share or a concern that you would like us to be in prayer for, you can type those in the comments as well or click on that prayer link in the description too. We're going to take a moment here and we're just going to pray together, and then we're going to end our time of prayer with a prayer that many of us know called the Lord's Prayer. If you said the Lord's Prayer in a tradition that wasn't a United Methodist Church, you might have a different version, and we would just encourage you to say it as you know it as we pray together. Let's take a moment and pause as we go to God in prayer today. Oh God, I give you thanks for this time to be in worship on Christmas morning. God, we give you thanks for your son, the babe in Bethlehem, whom you named Emmanuel, which means God with us. God, we thank you so much that you are not far off, that you are not distant and away, but God, you sent your son to show us how much you love and care about us, that you are always with us, no matter what we're going through, no matter what struggles we might face. God, you are here. God, I give you thanks for this Christmas morning, a time to gather with friends and with family, to exchange gifts, to eat food with one another, God, and to just share in your love. God, we pray for those who are hurting this morning, for those who are sitting in hospital beds instead of their homes, for those who are alone and without, oh God, we ask that your peace would surround them. God, continue to guide us in our worship this morning, so that we might know and experience your love. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus, the one who came and who taught us, who died for our sin and who rose again. He said this prayer with his disciples that he teaches us too, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Excuse me. This morning, instead of a traditional sermon, we're going to share together Luke's text of the Christmas story. I don't think there's anything better that we could proclaim this morning than what comes straight from the gospel. So hear now these words from Luke chapter 2. We're going to read the first 20 verses. It says, In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Cornelius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, and it came time to deliver her son, she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in bands of cloth, and she laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the guest room. Now in the same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel with the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among whom he favors. When the angels had left and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us. So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it, they were amazed by what the shepherds told them. And Mary, she treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Part of a time of Christmas, this is a season of giving to one another. And we like to share gifts under a tree to give one another things that we've been dying to have all year long. But this is also a season of giving back, not just to our friends and family, but also to those in need. Part of what we do here at Broadway United Methodist Church is we participate in various missions around the community. We help to support our local food pantry. We just collected and wrapped gifts for 85 children in our local community for our Christmas Giving Tree project, and so much more. This morning, if you would like to make a financial contribution to Broadway United Methodist Church so that we can continue to do our ministries here in the local community, we would invite you to make an offering. There are several ways you can do that. You can mail a check to the church. You can always drop one by the office when we are open, or you can give online via PayPal by typing in the URL that you see on your screen or scanning that QR code. I would invite you just to take a moment to pause, to pray, to ask how God is calling you to give this morning. We're going to take just a few minutes to pray silently, and then I'll pray for all of us. O glorious God, we sing with the angels to celebrate the tremendous gift of your Son, Jesus. We rejoice with gladness. God, you give us a wonderful joy and peace in our Savior. May we exult in your goodness with the exhilaration of children opening presents. And God, as we bring our offerings, we ask that our lives would reflect your joy and your generosity. We pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. This morning that you would have a blessed Christmas day. Go now, bringing the joy of God's love with you to all who you meet. Remember that God is with you in all that you do. Rejoice, for God's light has come into the whole world. Go forth in peace, and may God's glorious peace always be with you. Amen.